You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of the StudyClicks podcast. My name is Erin and today I am joined by Andy.
Hello everyone.
And Aisling.
Hi guys.
And we're all from the social media team. Today, we're going to be discussing tips for how you can maintain a healthy school-life balance and if that's possible. So I feel like in Leaving Cert especially, there's such a kind of general sort of pressure or idea that you should kind of almost give everything else in your life up to focus on study. Like I feel like so many people end up doing that and they just kind of drop out of whether it's work or hobbies for the year because they feel like they need to dedicate all of that time to studying as much as possible. Did you feel like that was the case when you were in sixth year, Andy?
I definitely think like there's a pressure on everyone to be studying a lot. And I know I was like you talk about work and stuff like that. And I was working in fifth year and up until the start of sixth year and then I stopped working. But actually everything else I tried to keep doing. Because for me anyway, I was very much like, I wanted to enjoy my last year in school because I think sixth year can be really enjoyable at the same time. Even that sounds like a really weird thing to say. But there's so many perks to being the oldest in the school and stuff. So I actually tried to still do all the things I love. So like I was really busy in sixth year, but I'm a person who quite enjoys being busy though at the same time. So that kind of suited me. But like I played for the senior hockey team and I was in the musical. And I was actually deputy head boy, big flex guys. I had loads of stuff in the final year, as well as studying. And I'm not like the to be fair, I'm not someone who studies like crazy amounts, so probably made it easier for me. But yeah, I tried to not sacrifice that final year, but there definitely is pressure from loads of sides. So I can see how it's very difficult to feel like you can continue like you have in the previous years and just kind of do everything because it feels like you kind of have to drop everything and studying needs to be the focus. But I think you can have a nice balance of everything. But I guess that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Indeed. And did you feel like that was kind of the case with a lot of your friends and things and other people in your year as well? Like, did everyone have the same sort of mindset?
Yeah, no. It depended on the way people were. I mean, there was definitely some people who would just study. And then I had friends who were even more blasé than me and did studied less than me. But they weren't even doing anything. They were just chilling. So I don't know. I think there's actually a nice balance when you're doing everything else. If you're working hard and driven with those things, I don't know, it kind of channels itself into the study or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I found if my study was like, because I was a big person for like recording how much study I was doing. So then I could see at the end of the week or at the end of the day how much study I'd done in the day. And that kind of gave me a validation, I guess. So I felt like I've done that much study, or because it's very easy to, when you're studying, think about all the things you have to study and the things you haven't done. And you forget about all the things you have done and all the time you have put in. So I found it really, for me and other people I'm friends as well, if they knew like, okay, I actually did like 10 hours of study this week or 12 hours, whatever that may be. So like, I've also earned the right to have this night off or to do this and chill and watch Netflix at this time or whatever, or to play sport on this evening instead because I did all the study already. And you can see it all there and you don't forget about all the stuff you've done. But yeah, it definitely does depend on a lot of people. A lot of people will just be like, I just need to study and do all that. And I did have friends like that. And I had friends, as I say, on the other side, so I can see it from all perspectives.
Did you kind of feel that yourself, Aisling, that there was this pressure to sort of nearly give everything else up to focus on studying when you were in sixth year?
For me, it came more from a pressure I was putting on myself. I don't think it was like a pressure from my school or like from my friend group. Like I was trying to like keep up with people. Mine definitely came from myself and like wanting a high points course. You know, I guess I don't really have very many like hobbies in the traditional sense of like sport or music or something like that. So mine didn't feel as much of a sacrifice to like give things up. Like I was giving up like watching TV more. But yeah, I think like kind of what you're saying, Andy, though, like work-life balance does work both ways. Like I was the same with like recording my study and stuff. And I think obviously you can't work so much that you don't have time for like what you enjoy. But at the same time, I think when you're able to work, that gives you peace of mind to when you are relaxing, to be able to fully relax. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah, I think definitely things like recording how much study you're doing is so important, because like it can sometimes feel like no matter how much you do, it's not enough. But if you actually have, you know, if you have a record of it to look back on, you can feel a lot better about what you have done. And you can say, mm-hmm. oh, I've spent so much time actually, you know, you mightn't realize it because you're kind of go, go, go all year. But yeah, I think that can be super helpful.
Yeah, it's also really useful for that if you use the app like that. I mean, I was able to, I put all mine into when I was studying maths and Irish. So then obviously you have all that time for those subjects. And then you can see, okay, so I'm actually studying like, because after like a month or two, you can put it back to like the last 2 months and you can see I studied like 40 hours on maths and I only studied like 10 hours on history. So then instantly you see like where all your time's going or where you need to put a little bit more study in other places, or in the same way you might study something that you really like way more than other stuff. So it's a good way of identifying that. So if anyone's not doing that, I would recommend to get like, there's loads of different apps you can get. I can't remember the name of the ones I use, but I know there's ones where like you plant trees and stuff, crazy stuff. I don't know what you used, Aisling or Aaron, if you guys used any.
I think it's called Forest. I think Forest is the one that I use, but I'm pretty sure there's another free one called Flora. I think Forest is like a
I think I've heard of Flora,
one. Yeah, I think I use that one too. But yeah, like it's really helpful to log kind of how much you have done. But also, I think it's really important to know yourself when to take a break and when to take a step back from all of that study too. So I think it's really important that everyone needs kind of a release of some sort, no matter what it is. Like I know you were saying yourself, Aisling, like even just like watching TV for an hour in the evening or something, or whether it's like keeping up with a sport or a different hobby or something like that, that you might want to keep up during the year. So Andy, I know you were saying yourself that you were working throughout the year. Is there anything else that you yourself kept up like as, you know, a hobby or something outside of school?
Outside of school, actually, yeah, outside of school, I'm a big golfer. Guys, it gets really bad. I'm from Dublin. I'm from South Dublin and I play golf, I know. But yeah, no, I was a big golfer and I played quite a high standard, actually, like quite a really low handicap for anybody who knows what that means. And
I definitely do.
Good. Yeah, I was off like, I can't remember, 2 or 3 at the time. So I played a lot of golf. Outside of school as well. So like it was either I was playing hockey during the week, and then the musical only started after Christmas, to be fair, I think. So it was also my time, I was like coming out of COVID. So the first like 2 months we had masks on, and then we got to take them off for the rest of the year. So all that was a bit weird. But yeah, no, I found, because I feel like teachers and stuff will tell you, maybe, I don't know if you guys found this, but like they talk about, it's easy to like have the same schedule every week. So like you study this thing at this time, or maybe you study for this 2 hours in this block every week. But I was never like that. I was like, I kind of found my time. I did my other things and then I did the study around that. Whereas I feel like some people say, this is the time where I'll study and then I'll do everything around that. But I was the other way around. So I'm interested to know, did you guys, like Aisling, I know you studied more than me, wouldn't be hard, but you were like, so did you go like, right, every Friday night from like 6 to 9, that's when I'll study, obviously with breaks and stuff? Or did you go like, well, I'll do this, and then if I just have time, I'll study then?
Mine was more, see, it kind of changed from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Yeah. In the beginning of the year, it was more of a like, oh, I'll try to do 2 hours a night or something like that. And mm-hmm. it was just studying when I had the time, which was generally most evenings. But by the end of it, because I stopped going to school, I know like some people do that for like the last month or something, or there's a couple of weeks where we have off. I had more just kind of like established a schedule where I was getting up at like, I don't know, 9, 10, relaxing for an hour, starting to study for a couple of hours, had lunch, and then studied the rest of the day. It was more of a like schedule that I was maintaining.
Yeah.
And then, well, by the end of it, like I wasn't really keeping up with very many hobbies or doing anything else than studying, to be honest. Like, it's not, I'm not the pinnacle of work-life balance.
To be fair, at the end, I feel everybody kind of stops a little bit in the last few weeks as well.
Yeah, I feel like the school life balance element of it is more important for kind of throughout the whole year. Obviously, you know, in the kind of weeks leading up to the exams, it's very hard to kind of not focus all your time into that and to get Because you kind of, it is scary and it's kind of daunting leading up to it. So obviously you want to make sure you do as much as possible. Like, I think I was kind of similar because I did stop going to school. I think after my grad, which I think was like roughly like the 20th of May, we had like the rest of that time. Like, we could like stay off school, or we could go in as well and just study for the day. So I had like a mix of that. But yeah, it was generally just like something similar to what you were saying, you know, like I'd get up in the morning, like have like a couple of hours to myself, and then I just kind of spend most of the day studying. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of typical for like just leading up to it. But I think definitely during the year, I think it's a lot easier said than done to be like, okay, I'm gonna do, you know, like 2-3 hours this evening and like have that kind of set in stone. Because also, like, it's quite difficult to always be in the mindset for studying. I know in leaving cert you kind of feel like you have no other choice, and that can feel a bit draining. But like, it's so easy to get burnt out if your sole focus is like making sure that you stick to these very kind of rigid boundaries of like when you can study. I don't know, like, did you find that, Andy? I know you were saying you kind of had a more, it was just whenever you felt like you had time, or whenever you felt like things kind of fit around other things you were doing. Like, did you kind of, were you aware of like, you know, taking time and like, and sort of scheduling your study around when you've kind of felt like it yourself?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, I felt like I was quite good for the most part. I really tried to be fair on myself, because I would have like training like 2 or 3 times a week, or you'd have training 2 times a week and then maybe a hockey match. And so like that was, I'd have school from 9 to 4 and then like training from like 4:15 to like 6, and I wouldn't get home till like 7. So like there were some days where you're just like, either I actually can't do anything this evening because I'm so tired, or I'm just going to do like an hour and I'm not going to feel bad about that. So for me, it was like a big thing of not being too hard on myself, and like, or if I'm only going to do an hour this time, I'll make up for it tomorrow and do like an extra hour on Wednesday when I have a half day and I have like more energy. Because there are some times when you just come home and like you know you need to study, but like you just aren't, as you say, sometimes you're just not in the mental space to do that, and almost you're better off. Sometimes when you're like that, you can just force yourself to study and nothing actually goes in, I find, as like where, and sometimes you're in that like peak place where you go into studying and you can like do like 2 hours and you look at your phone and you thought it's only like been 45 minutes, but you've done like 2 hours. So it was really weird how you have to, I think you have to learn yourself when those times are for you and stuff, and understand your own body and all that kind of thing. And be fair on yourself, because if you just constantly are hard on yourself, like, oh, you're just constantly, you're like feeling guilty, or I find the more hard I am on myself as well, the more I procrastinate. I don't know. It's like a weird vicious cycle that I would get into. So I was very much like, I need to not be too hard on myself or kill my, I don't know how you guys found that. But because did you feel like you guys were fair on yourselves, or did you feel like, was that something you would like, I know, because for me as well, with friends and stuff, sometimes people would go out on weekends and maybe not as much as that would happen, but did you guys have a thing? Because sometimes I'd have a thing of feeling guilty if I went out with friends, or if I hung out, if I played Xbox is a big thing, so if I played Xbox with guys, then I'd be feeling guilty, I should be studying right now. Is that a thing? And I feel like it's a thing that a lot of people experience, where they're like doing one thing and at the back of their minds they feel guilty because they're like, oh, I really should be studying right now. Is that a big thing that is like familiar to you guys?
Like, I definitely did get that sense sometimes, but I think if you start studying early, my perspective was like, if you start early in the beginning and you do a little bit the whole way throughout, like having that like assurance in myself that I knew that I had done the work gave me peace of mind when I wanted to do other things. And that doesn't mean that you need to be studying like 5 hours an evening in September, but if you're just doing like little bits the whole way along, I think that gave me like peace of mind. But it is definitely like a lingering like thought in your head when you're in sixth year. I think it is just trying to like reassure yourself to be easy on yourself. And like, if you can start to, I don't know, you can kind of get in a rut if you are like always giving in to that lingering feeling of needing to study. If you're like not actually taking time for yourself and you're always giving into it, I feel like you start to get, well, yeah, burnt out or in a rut. So I think it's good to, you know, if you're feeling that way, recognize it and give yourself the evening off.
Yeah, I think it's very easy as well to get like sucked into when you are doing your like, you know your way of working and you know how you're studying, and then you go into school and you hear like study is just such a general topic of conversation in between friends, and they're all just like, oh, I studied for like 5 hours last night, I'm dying, or like, I've got to study for like 4 hours tonight, and then you're like, oh, I wasn't going to do that. And then all of a sudden, like, that guilt comes from other people, and you're like, I'm not doing as much as them, or they're not doing as much as me, so maybe I should be doing less. Or like, that's the constant, like, you need to really have faith in your own way of like studying, and you know how you're working and stuff, and not be influenced by all that. Because I feel like that's a thing as well that led to my guilt of like, Janie, Mac, how are they studying that much more than me? And I was like, really, am I really not doing anything at all? Am I going to fail everything? But like, so I don't know if you felt like that, Erin, as well. Like, would your friends talk about, come in and be like, oh, just talk about study constantly? You can't really get away from it, can you?
No, you actually can't during the year. Like, there is really no escape. I do think, yeah, people generally, it's kind of like you were saying, Andy, I mean, people had all sorts of different outlooks on it. Like, you'd have some people who were like, oh, I didn't open a book for this, whatever. But then you'd have the other people who, like, for a little class test would be like, oh my God, I spent 10 hours studying at the weekend for this. So, like, yeah, I think...
For class tests, I hated those people.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, what I'd say to that is, like, from their point of view, like, it is definitely... There's a lot of pressure coming from the year, right? So it's I suppose it's understandable to feel like you need to get dedicate that much time. And also like people work differently. Like some people feel like they need to spend so much more time, you know, with maybe certain subjects or whatever that they might feel as strong with or whatever. But you might know yourself that, like, I don't know, maybe it's like a stronger subject for you, or maybe you have a different way of studying that makes things kind of easier to comprehend in your mind. Like, you don't need to compare yourself to the ways that other people are studying. And it's impossible not to do that, really, because like you said, Andy, like it's kind of all that people talk about during that year. And it's, you know, it's all you hear from teachers. It's all you hear from the people around you, because it's like the main thing going on in your life, especially if like that a lot of people have given up other hobbies maybe or things.
Leaving Cert Maths doesn't have to be a struggle. With over 500 step-by-step video lessons, exam-style questions, and expert marking advice, StudyClicks Boost makes higher and ordinary level maths manageable. Get guided support on algebra, calculus, probability, and more, all at a fraction of the cost of grinds. And right now, you can get €10 off with the code PODCAST10. Go to studyclicks.ie and start making maths easier today.
I think, yeah, but it's definitely difficult not to compare yourself to
big thing,
you know, the way other people are studying. But I think it's so important to just be aware of the fact that everyone learns and works differently, and you're not, you know, you have to really just focus on yourself. And also, everyone has different goals. Like, for example, I don't know, like somebody who is studying for like 10 hours for a class test might want to do something the likes of like medicine, whereas you might have different goals in mind with points or things like that. But even if you don't, like, it's just, yeah, like everyone's journey with the Leaving Cert Mother exams is completely like unique and personal, and I think it's so important to be aware of that.
I was also there, like, everybody's home surroundings as well at home, like people's family and stuff, but different pressure on them, and parents can be different. And if you're like, I've made TikToks about that before as well, of like youngest child and oldest child and all that different thing, and how if you're the first child in someone's family to do it, that can have a lot more pressure from parents, because it's their first time doing it as well, and they want to be the best support to their kids that they can be, and then sometimes they can be overbearing in that. So it's like, and then if you're the last kid, they're like, it's kind of, I mean, I guess it depends on how your siblings did and all that as well. So I mean, yeah, everybody's dealing with their own set of circumstances, aren't they? Yeah, and their own goals, as you say, is it. Yeah,
I think it's interesting actually, like talking about comparing yourself to other people, and obviously we're all on the social media team, but like this kind of trend of Leaving Cert TikTokers now, like, I wonder, I mean, obviously I was a bit of a Leaving Cert TikToker. I wonder what was your perspective on, oh my God, yeah, what was your perspective on like social media when you were in the Leaving Cert, like from someone like viewing it? Did you interact with that content? Did you find it helpful or stressful? Or
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I definitely had a lot of like sort of Leaving Cert related content on my For You page at the time. And I feel like sometimes it kind of really depended on my mindset, I think, because sometimes it was kind of, I don't know, like it felt relatable. It was nice to kind of see content that was similar to like what I was going through myself, because, you know, it's kind of like, that's kind of why I liked, you know, because I would even look at like the likes of the StudyClicks TikTok and things, and like, not to sound biased, but, you know, it did kind of feel like it was nice to relate to it and to feel that kind of sense of community with other people in the country and stuff. But then like sometimes like that, you would see people doing like day in my life, and they'd study for like 12 hours, and it was just a bit like, whoa. Like, if I was like stressed out about what I was doing myself, it was kind of hard not to, you know, not to let that get to you. And I think as well, yeah, like there was such a mix. Like, sometimes you'd see people and they'd do like a little bit of study here and there, and then they go out and like do something for the evening, but then you'd have people who would like do nothing but study. And I think, like, obviously you know what works for you, but I think it's so important to kind of like, I don't know, like, be aware that like you can just take time to do things for yourself in the evening as well, or like to have a little bit of time dedicated to something else, and not like make it, you know, your soul kind of, just your soul thing on the agenda for the day. That's more than okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, I was never on, like, I actually, because I made TikToks as well, but only in fourth year, really, in COVID, and then fifth year, and then in sixth year, I actually stopped. And I was like, I didn't really use TikTok even much when I posted stuff, but I remember coming on a few times, and I didn't see much of your stuff, Ashton, to be honest. The only thing that would pop up was here and there. Danielle McFadden used to pop up on mine all the time. So it was really weird that I got her and not you. But I was like, yeah, I don't know. I think I relate to what Aaron said about it was nice to see other people in the same, doing the same thing as you, and like they're all in the same boat around the country, and just how different people are handling that or different ways of approaching that. I'd be interested to hear, like, when you were making TikToks in sixth year, did you feel like that? Obviously, you've said it kind of put a pressure on you, and no doubt that like all these people watching you as well must have put even more pressure on you. But did you think making TikToks or something was like a therapeutic, something that helped you throughout the year as well? That, like, did you feel like that was a separate thing to your studying that took your mind off studying, or did you feel that that still actually was like you thinking about that? And I don't know, I'd be interested to see how do you feel like that made you feel?
Yeah, I think when I was doing those days in the life TikToks, it was kind of an outlet for me. Like, it was kind of like, was breaking it up a bit rather than just like a normal study day of like sitting down. It was kind of like turning it into something a little bit creative, I guess.
Okay.
So like, I enjoyed it in that sense. And I also think just like being able to share it with other people was, I enjoyed it. I felt like that alleviated some of the like intensity around what I was doing. But like, I can definitely see how, from people's perspectives, like, some people really didn't like that content. Like, I feel like it's the type of thing where either you find it reassuring and helpful and like you're in it together with other people, or it stresses you out and you hate it. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of asking your perspective to think of, like, I don't know, I feel like some people really don't like it, but they're still engaging with it. And I think, like, just to say, if it doesn't serve you, like, just block them. You know, if it's stressing you out.
It's almost like they go online to check you're still doing that. Yeah.
If it's stressing you out, just don't engage with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely get what you were saying. Like, I'm sure it was kind of like a motivator in some sense as well. Like, the fact that, you know, you had that to kind of keep, like, motivate you to keep going nearly with study. Like, I don't know, did you find that it helped you, like, when it came to overall, like, planning out your days and things? Like, did it feel a lot more kind of...
I think I was doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, from my perspective, I knew I wanted a high points course. I was in a school that didn't, you know, most students weren't getting that many points. You know, it wasn't like the average. So I knew that I myself was going to have to put in a lot of the work. Mm-hmm. Not that other people don't, but obviously there is like discrepancies between schools. That's just how the education system works. So I knew I would have to do a lot of work. So I was doing it anyways. But I think it was like, yeah, it motivated me a little bit, but it's definitely not where my motivation came from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, Aaron, me and Ashling have talked about ourselves here and our wonderful experiences of Leaving Cert, and we've kind of left you in the background, you've been hiding, but we're kind of interested to hear is what was your kind of like, because I feel like Ashling's, if this is the middle, Ashling's on the studying more side and I was kind of on the more horizontal side of things, and I'm interested to know, were you a mix of the two, or did you lean to one or the other? How did you find it all?
I'd say I'd be probably more similar to Ashling, but like, I also had a lot going on during the year outside of just like study and school related things. So within school, like, I was the chairperson of the student council, and the we had like an Irish club committee, so I was like very heavily involved with both of those as well as like my studies, so that took up a lot of my time. And then as well as that, outside of school, I kept on doing theatre for the year. So I we had two shows like during the time that I was like in Leaving Cert, or like one of them was after, but we were like, it wasn't until like July, but we were rehearsing obviously throughout the whole time there. So the first show that we had was in January. And it was like the end of January, and it was like right when mocks were happening.
Yeah.
So I, like most people who, because there was a lot of us in Leaving Cert there, and most of them had like dropped out for that show, or they just like hadn't come back to it, which like was understandable enough. You know, I know it's hard to like feel like it took up a lot of your time, so it was hard to feel mm-hmm. like you could stick with that. But I did the show anyways, because I was like, I was similar to yourself, Andy. Like I was kind of like, I want to make the most of this year, and like just because the Leaving Cert is happening doesn't mean like I didn't feel like I should have to give up things that I enjoyed just to kind of facilitate that. And I nearly felt like it sort of benefited me in a way, because I felt like I could sort of structure my study around when I wasn't doing other things. Like I felt mm-hmm. like, because I was such a procrastinator, that I thought when I actually had time between like rehearsal or anything like that, like I kind of, it just fitted in better. So anyway, but the show was in January. It was like I had my mocks went over the course of a week and a half. So there was like, we had like the Wednesday to Friday, and then the next week was like Monday to Friday. So the show that we were doing was like the Saturday and Sunday in between, which was very stressful, because I felt like, you know, that week and a half, like it was already kind of, you know, quite intense with the mocks anyway. And I know that the mocks are like nothing compared to the real exam, but it was still a stressful experience, you know. And like I hadn't done any sort of state exam before, because like my junior cert was cancelled. I know, were you the same, you guys? Were your junior cert exams cancelled, or did you do them?
I did.
No,
the junior
cert. I missed the end of my TY.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, my junior cert was cancelled. So that was the first experience that I had like with like a state exam kind of thing, if you want to call it that. So, you know, it was obviously very intense. And then like I remember trying to study like for maths paper 2 in between songs, which was really fun. But it was like, I don't know, it was quite stressful, but I was still really glad that I did it, because you know, I still had that time, like, because when I did drama, it was like after school on a Friday, so I'd still be there for like an hour, get to see my friends, and get to do something that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And then even with the show itself, like obviously there was a lot going on at that point in time, and it was quite stressful. But like, I still really enjoyed myself, because it was something that I liked to do.
Yeah.
And I think I would have been so upset if I hadn't done it, because I have such FOMO, not gonna lie. But also, like, it was just nice to get to do it. And, you know, I still ended up doing completely fine in the mocks, and like they are only mocks anyways. So, you know, I just told myself like it wasn't the end of the world if I kind of, I don't know, got a bit like distracted. But yeah, I definitely think I made the most then of like any free time that I had to try and get studying done. But yeah, and then after that show, we started rehearsing for our next one in like March, I want to say. We did Cats. But yeah, it was kind of then like, I don't know, it was motivating me to like get through the Leaving Cert, because I think the week that I kind of wrapped up my exams, I would have been later in like the end of June, because I did politics, so that was the last one. Mm-hmm. I think Ashling, you would have been in the same boat. Yeah.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Rough.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's actually awful. Actually, it's like you just have to wait so long, and everyone else is done around you, and it's like, please, can I be finished? But anyway, yeah, so finished, I think, like the 25th of June it was. And then we were basically straight in then to like longer rehearsals, and that was like some of the best fun I had like that whole year. So it was really kind of worth it for me to stick with it, because I knew that I'd still, you know, get to have experiences that I'd look forward to and enjoy. And it was a really nice kind of escape from the sort of pressure of Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was really glad to still be able to do other things. And like, I mean, I got on completely fine. So I don't think that you should limit yourself just because you think that, like, you know, that something like might impact your study or whatever. Like, obviously, if it does get to a point that you do feel you are struggling, and you do feel like you're not at a point, at a place to maybe, I don't know, focus as well as you might be without something, then that's your call. But I think it's so important to know that, like, you can, you can still keep up other things and be completely fine if you just kind of figure out how to balance your time correctly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting saying about like when you had drama and stuff at this time, then that almost made you, because as you said, if you just had free time and you weren't doing anything any night, you're one of those kind of people who would just like wouldn't use all that time. And at the same time, and that's the thing, like if you're not that kind of person, if you have like 4 hour, like you just get home from school and you've got really nothing else, not nothing else to do, but you don't have any other activities that you're doing, and you kind of just feel like, well, I should just be studying this whole time. And it almost makes you feel worse than if you're doing something else. And then, as you say, you had like, okay, I had that night, so I can study this time. So that's interesting. But I guess what we both can say then is that like we did stuff, and I certainly don't regret it. And it sounds like you don't regret doing like that. So I'm interested now. Is there like anything from the two of you? And I have a thing about myself. Is there any regrets at all that you have from the Leaving Cert? Something you'd do differently if you could go back and do it again, or something that you would tell yourself not to worry about, or maybe to?
I think what I'd sort of, I don't know, this isn't really to do with like a school life balance, but I think I would just kind of tell myself to keep my options more open and to kind of look into different things a bit more. Like I feel like when I was in sixth year, I sort of, you know, I heard of a course I wanted to do, and then like even at open days and stuff, I like only looked into that one course and didn't really look elsewhere. So I think I just want to keep a bit more of an open mind if I was to go back. But in terms of like school life balance and things like that, like I'm honestly pretty happy with how everything went for me in sixth year. Like it was probably one of the years I enjoyed most in school because I got involved with so much more. And you know, it's quite like, it's like bittersweet almost. I don't know. Like it's obviously so stressful for most of it, but then you have such nice experiences. Like, I don't know, like I feel like you become closer as a year group because everyone's like going through the same sort of thing. And it's so nice having experiences like, you know, your grad or whatever. And I think, I think just to, it's good to try and, you know, make the most of that still, because it is your last year with these people and this, in this sort of circumstances. So I wouldn't change a whole pile about how I actually went about the year, because you know, everything worked out fine. So
what about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I would kind of say the same, but kind of for the opposite reason. Like I just wasn't giving up any activities or hobbies because I didn't have any activities or hobbies I was doing, but like I still made time to, like, say my activities and hobbies are like spending time with my friends. Like I still made time to do that, or like even I used to play The Sims 4 a lot. Like I still did that. But obviously I was studying a lot, and I think because I always knew, like, I had like, I knew I wanted to do law and politics. That was like the whole way down my CAO. I was very sure of that. And I think like I would sacrifice those 6 months again to get where I am now. Like I think had I not done all that work, I wouldn't be in this course, and I love this course, and I like it set me onto like a different, you know, life path. Well, not different, but the life path that I wanted, and I would do it again. I think obviously it's not fun. No, like the Leaving Cert, generally the whole studying aspect of it isn't fun, but yeah, I just think it's a sacrifice that I'm glad that I made.
Interesting. Yeah, that's so fair. What about yourself, Andy?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of, same as you, Erin, I don't think I would really change anything off the top of my head. I mean, it's different for me, right, as well as Ashling's talking about having a really high points course and having to make sacrifice for that. And like that, like I really admire that and respect that. And I don't know if I actually could have done that. I wonder if there was something that because I do something that didn't require really any points at all, and it was an audition thing, and it was like, I wonder if I had wanted something that was a lot of points, how different my year would have panned out. So I think for me, I was very lucky that I kind of could sit back, and I still actually, I'm kind of proud of myself for how I still did get quite a lot of points, something I was really happy with, and I really didn't need to. Like I could have just like just about passed everything and I would have got what I wanted. So I'm quite proud of the fact that I did all these other things on the side. And really, as you say, I think, as Erin said, I think sixth year was actually my favorite year almost in school, just because I really enjoyed the whole aspect of like, just like being the oldest on campus and just like everyone kind of looking up to you in a way, or just like you can, you know, to other years. I really enjoyed everything about it. So I don't think I'd regret or change anything either. I think maybe looking at other courses and stuff and exploring more stuff like that, maybe, Aaron, as you said, just to find out more of what you like and what you find interesting, maybe joining other clubs even. But like, no, not really. I was happy with how I did. So I guess there you go, guys. There's the answer. We all nailed our school-life balances, but they're all extremely different. So it's like, depending on what the person you are, isn't it?
You have to see what works for you and just kind of figure things out around that and what you kind of, your goals and things are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is like one of the biggest things that helps with work-life balance is like dedicate some time to figuring out what you want to do.
Yes.
Because then you can
100%,
you know, arrange your schedule to be in proportion to that.
Yeah. That's it. Like, analyze and figure what's important to you. What do you want out of the year? And then I always think if you're thinking about doing something and you're like, oh, I don't really think I should do that though, because of, will you think about in a year's time looking back, will you regret not doing that or thinking about what you might regret or the things that you like, all the things that me and Aaron did, we don't regret doing at all. And then Ashton does not regret at all making the sacrifice of spending all that time studying. So think about what might you regret and, you know, make sure you don't have any, try not to have any, I guess.
That's already great advice. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. If you have a friend who you think would find this episode useful, please share it with them. I know it's kind of hard to know how to approach a school life balance, especially if you're at the start of sixth year and trying to sort of figure out how you're going to dedicate your time, because it's a big commitment. It's a big stressful year. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so important to make sure to dedicate some time to prioritizing yourself as well and things that make you happy and can make you just kind of take a step back. Thank you so much to Andy and Aisling for being wonderful co-hosts. Make sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you're the first to know when a new episode drops, and we'll chat to you next time. Bye.